Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, am I right? We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and demands. It's no wonder so many of us feel overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain out of control. But what if there was a way to hit the pause button, find some inner calm amidst the chaos, and actually enjoy the ride? That's where mindfulness and emotional regulation come in, my friends. They're not just trendy buzzwords, they're powerful tools that can help us navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and yes, even a little bit of stoic wisdom. Think about it. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when you get caught up in a whirlwind of anger, sadness, or anxiety, and it's hard to think straight or make rational decisions? That's exactly where mindfulness and emotional regulation come into play. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, allowing you to observe your emotions instead of getting swept away by them. And that brings us to emotional regulation, the art of managing our emotional responses in a healthy way. It's not about suppressing our feelings, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and choosing how we want to respond. Imagine yourself as the captain of your own ship, steering through stormy seas. Mindfulness is a compass that helps you stay oriented, while emotional regulation is the rudder that guides you in the right direction. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of mindfulness and emotional regulation. 1. Start small. You don't need to meditate for hours on end to reap the benefits of mindfulness. Even a few minutes of deep breathing or focusing on your senses can make a world of difference. Imagine yourself taking a mini vacation in your own mind, just a few moments of stillness amidst the chaos. 2. Become an observer. Practice paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. You acknowledge them, but you don't get caught up in their shapes or patterns. Remember, you are not your thoughts or emotions, you are the observer. 3. Identify your triggers. What situations or people tend to set off your emotional alarms? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. It's like knowing which foods might upset your stomach, you can make conscious choices to avoid them. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your emotional well-being. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple pleasures: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a kind gesture from a stranger. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, learning mindfulness and emotional regulation is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but don't get discouraged. Celebrate your progress, learn from your setbacks, and keep practicing. Think of it like learning a new instrument. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and your boss just dropped a bomb on you with a last-minute project deadline. Your heart starts racing, frustration bubbles up, and you want to scream. But instead of reacting impulsively, you take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that this is temporary, and focus on breaking down the task into manageable steps. You approach the challenge calmly and efficiently, and you even find a creative solution that impresses your boss. See? Mindfulness and emotional regulation in action. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you master mindfulness and emotional regulation. Remember, these practices are not just about surviving, they're about thriving. By cultivating inner peace and resilience, you can navigate life's challenges with grace, achieve your goals, and live a more fulfilling life. I encourage you to try out some of these techniques today. Even just a few minutes can make a difference. Remember to share your experiences and insights with me on social media, because let's be real, we learn best when we support each other. And as always, keep striving for that inner peace, my friends. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.